Hello, everybody, and welcome to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. This is the Bible teaching ministry of Rick Warren. Now, today we're continuing into the new year, and we're digging deeper into one of life's biggest questions. Does my life really matter? In today's message, Rick's going to continue his powerful series, Live Your Calling, What on Earth Am I Here For? In it, you'll discover how living out God's purpose for your life brings real meaning, direction, and joy, no matter where you're starting from. Okay, now, here's the final part of a message titled, You Are Called to Become.
Number 7. If you're going to make it to the finish line and be the woman God wants you to be the man God wants you to be, I must take every step with purpose. Take every step with purpose. Now, I'll tell you, I didn't do this for a lot of years in my life, but I don't want to waste any step anymore. I don't want to waste any energy anymore. I don't want to waste any word anymore. I don't want to waste any breath, any step, because I don't know how many steps I have left. And you don't either. You don't know if you're going to live a week, a month, a year, or what. You don't know. So whatever steps you're going to take, you better do them on purpose. And you need to be more disciplined. And you need to be more self-controlled. And you need to take every step and every moment in your life with purpose. Now, if you're going to become the person God wants you to be, that's the third calling in life. I'll be honest with you. There are some things you're going to have to deny yourself. You're not going to get to do everything that everybody else does. Because if you want to be God's woman, God's man, you want to be what you're created to be, you just can't go out and do everything what everybody else does. As I said, you can't follow their plan and your plan and God's plan all at the same time. Anybody who trains for the Olympics gives up an enormous amount of things to be a winner. They eat a certain way. They go to bed at a certain time. They don't do certain things. And you're going to have to deny yourself. You just can't tack on God's purpose to what you want to do with your life. It's plan A or plan B. And so you have to say, I'm going to have to be disciplined. I'm going to have to take every step on purpose. Like St. Paul, you have to be purpose-driven. Look at this next verse, 1 Corinthians 9. All athletes practice strict self-control. In other words, to be a win, you get in the Super Bowl, you gotta discipline yourself. They do it. They do all this self-discipline, self-control. They do it to win a prize that'll fade away. But we do it for an eternal prize in heaven. So, I run straight to the goal with purpose in every step. I'm not like a boxer who misses his punches. Paul says, I'm way beyond the years of shadow boxing. If I'm going to take a punch, I'm going to make sure it lands. I'm not just out there beating the air. I'm not just shadow boxing. I'm not wasting my time. I'm not wasting my life. If I'm going to land a punch, I'm going to make sure it has contact. And if I'm going to take a step, I'm going to make sure it has a step of purpose in my life. That's how you get to the finish line. Hebrews, the book of Hebrews, gives us more advice. Back to chapter 12. Hebrews 12, verse 13, 12 and 13 says this. Because God knows you're going to get tired in the marathon of life. He says, lift up your tired hands then and strengthen your trembling knees. In other words, when you feel like, I can't go on. I'm out of energy. I'm out of gas. He says, you just ask God for more strength. Keep walking. When you're going through hell, what do? You keep going. You don't want to stay in hell. When you're going through hell, you keep walking. When you're walking through hell, you keep walking. And he says, keep walking on straight paths. Circle straight paths. We'll come back to that. So that your lame foot, circle that, lame foot, we'll come back to that, may not be disabled, but instead be healed. Now he says, when you're running the race of life, and you're becoming what God wants you to be, he says you need to keep walking on the straight path. Don't be tempted by crooked ways. When things aren't working out, don't be tempted by crooked ways. Don't be tempted by shortcuts. Shortcuts are going to get you into deep weeds. Stay on the straight and narrow path and head for the goal. And he says, then your lame foot will not be disabled, but instead it'll be healed. What's he talking about there? In the race of life, we all run with a limp. Every one of us have limps. I just said it earlier. You have some emotional limps. Your emotions don't always work right. You have some relational limps. You have some weaknesses in your relationships. You have some physical limps. Your body doesn't always work right. You have some spiritual limps. You're not as strong spiritually as you could be. You have some financial limps. You don't have the money that you could have. You have all kinds of limps. Everybody walks through life with a limp. Now, if I have a natural limp, I better stay on the straight path. Because if I get on a crooked path with a natural limp, I'm more likely to stumble. And if I get on a rocky path with a natural limp, I'm more likely to fall. If I get on a crooked path and a mountain path, then I'm going to stumble because I have a natural limp, a bent to fall. The only way I'm going to stumble less is if I stay on God's straight path. Then I'm not going to stumble as much. We all run life with a limp. Michelle was born one of three. Because of some doctor's things they did wrong, two of the babies didn't get the oxygen they needed when they were just being born, and they were born with cerebral palsy. And Michelle has walked with a limp her entire life. Very pronounced, but over time, she said, I'm going to walk the straight path, and I'm going to learn to overcome and do the best I can with what I've got. I want you to watch this video on Michelle's life.
My name's Michelle, and I want to tell you a little bit about my story. I'm one of an identical set of triplets, and we were born 3 months premature, which caused brain damage, which caused a disability called cerebral palsy. And it affected me and my sister Megan, me minorly, just having a limp. They wasn't sure if I was gonna walk. Growing up, I started off with a walker, which allowed me to get around and keep up with everybody. I was really determined to not be left behind, and I just went everywhere with that thing. So after moving around with my walker for a while, I decided to take that leap of faith and step away from the walker. And one day when my dad was walking home from work, I just saw him and I let go of my walker and I walked into his arms for the first time. Once I kept progressing and making these little steps of big faith to me, I thought that anything was possible. I started getting involved with every sport, in soccer and baseball, and I decided that I wanted to take up karate because I thought it would be fun, and I broke my first board, and I never thought that I would have been able to do that. I just loved sports and how it made me feel and how free I could just be, even though I would fall down or the reality of my CP would set in every day. And there'd be times where I'd be walking to class feeling confident. Then all of a sudden I would fall and drop all my books and then slowly get up, but then look up and realize that there's a crowd of kids just staring at me. The embarrassment that comes along with the shame and realizing that you're different just sets in as I try to get up and as all my friends are realizing that I'm different. And I think for me, the big step was just the courage to get up or keep moving on when I fell. There comes a time in your life where you have to make a decision. Are you gonna stay stuck in the place that you're in? Or are you gonna shut out all those voices and all those things that push you down? But the key to those challenges is the courage to get back up and take that next step. And then I decided that I would go running with me and my friends, Hillary and Natalie, and they just said, come on out with us. And I said, I've never ran before, but bear with me. In my mind, I just said, this is horrible. I hate, like, it's so painful to run, and why does anybody do this? And as they coached me, I started to realize that as a lot of imagery in my life of getting up and moving forward, running was the next thing. As I started making these steps of progression to make it farther and farther each night and running next to my friends just with the biggest smile on my face saying, I'm doing it, is this right? And now my friends are saying, we're gonna push you another step and do a 5K. And I look at them as I look at their fitness plan for me and I say, you're crazy. And then I remember all those times I got up, said, I'm gonna get up and I'm gonna run. The thing I realize now is that there's always gonna be challenges in my life. Whether that means I have a disability or not, I'm always gonna struggle and get stuck. But I realize that the most important thing is to have the courage and the faith to get back up. Whether that means I'm doing that alone or with people, it needs to be done because I'm living my life, not anybody else. And so in that process of growing and becoming what Christ has called me to be, he needs me to get back up. And he needs me to walk alongside of him. But I'm running alongside of him now.
Now, Michelle, yesterday a major barrier was broken, a goal that you had. Tell us about what happened just then.
Well, yesterday, as I spoke a little bit about it in my video, I've been running for the last couple months, and every time I go out for an hour or so and run half a lap or so, and just yesterday, my friend was pushing me a little bit more, and she said, let's go a little farther, and I told her yesterday, I said, I haven't been running last week, so bear with me and go easy, and she didn't really take that into account, but so as I was running a little bit farther one of the last times, it was like my third lap, she said, okay, just go a little farther, something just clicked in my head, and I said, okay, I'm almost there, just a couple more feet. I just say, okay, God, you gotta give me the courage, you gotta give me the strength, because I don't know if I could do this. And as I look up, I see the line where it means that I finished. And yesterday was the first time I finished my first lap.
Yeah, woohoo!
Yeah.
Woohoo! Okay. That's fantastic.
Yeah.
All right. So what's your long-range goal?
Well, my long-range goal, as I was discussing with my parents, would be to take Rick's job eventually.
not a chance.
We can talk about it later.
We can negotiate that. All right. Wouldn't you like to have Michelle as a pastor here, huh? Yeah, she'd be good. All right. So what's your short-term goal? Let's start with that one then.
Well, physically, it would be to do the 5K, as I mentioned in the video, and then eventually down the road would be to do a triathlon and one-up my mom.
Yeah.
But vocationally, I want to follow this calling that God has put on my heart to just sit and be with people and tell them that when they have these hang-ups and when they have these limps and when life throws them hardships, I want to tell them that it's going to be okay and that we are going to finish and God is going to come down and be here and we're going to finish the race together.
Fantastic. Okay, thank you.
Thanks, sweetie.
Love you.
Love you.
You know, one of the things that's part of that story is that Michelle decided to start running because her small group of friends pushed her. Is anybody pushing you? Is anybody saying, you can do this? I know you can do this. We'll be with you. God's with you. We're with you. Let's do this thing together. And are you doing that for anybody? Who are you pushing? Who are you in life saying, I'm with you. I'll help you. God is with you. He'll help you. You can do this together. We're going to run this next lap of the race together. You got to have those people in your life, friend, or you're not going to be the woman God made you to be. You're not going to be the man God made you to be. You got to have those friends. Now, there's one last step, and this is my favorite one of all. It touches me deeply. The eighth thing that the Bible teaches us about the race of life is this. I need to realize that what I don't finish, God will. What I don't finish, what I don't get finished in my life, God will. I was created to become like Christ. But if I don't get there, and there's still some remaining parts left, God is going to complete the character development in my life one day. And he's going to finish it and bring me to perfection, bring me to completion into heaven. Philippians chapter 1 says this. This is a great promise. I am sure that God, who began the good work within you, will continue his work. It's his work. He will continue his work in you until it is finally finished. Circle that. Finally finished. On that day when Christ Jesus comes back again. Friends, what a day that is going to be. What a day. When you either go into heaven or he comes here, either one, what a day that's going to be. Because on that day, when you see Jesus Christ, you don't see him right now face to face. He's invisible to you. But when you see him face to face, every mirror neuron in your body, in your brain, is going to start going on overload. Mirror neuron. And you're going to be transformed to become like him. All your weaknesses, gone. All your limps, gone. All your fears and faults, gone. All your failures and frailties, gone. All of your insecurities, gone. All of your blemishes and flaws, gone. And you will be transformed into perfection one day. And those mirror neurons are going to be on overload. And you will reflect the glory of the Lord. That is such good news. I'm not who I ought to be. You're not who you ought to be. We're not a fraction of what we could be. But God says, that's okay. I'm taking my time. I'm cheering you at every stage. You just take every step with purpose, because one day I'm going to finish what you didn't finish. And you're going to be changed, boom, instantly into my likeness if you have put yourself in my hands. What a day that will be. The last verse on your outline, it's actually 1 John 3:2, and it says this. It's an amazing promise. Dear friends, dear friends, we are already God's children. And we can't even imagine what we will be like when Christ returns. But we do know that when he comes, we will be like him. For we shall see him as he really is. And what I don't finish in my lifetime, God is going to finish. I am so, so glad for that. In this race of life, you may have struggled in the race of life. Welcome to the human race. We've all been there. We've all struggled. In this race, you may have stumbled. We've all been there. In this race, you may have been sidelined. We've all been there. But your race is not over. It's not. Your heart's still beating, so your race isn't over. And it's never too late to get back up and get in the race again. And in this family, you are loved. You are beloved. You belong, And you can become what God meant for you to become, what he always intended. And if you get in a small group that learns to be safe and learns to be supportive, they will help you back up every time you stumble and fall on your face. That's okay. It's part of the race. And as your pastor, I am committed to helping you cross the finish line. It's never too late. You're never too old. It's time to get back up and get in the race. Let's bow our heads. Now, each week I give you one or two baby steps as a suggestion, and I don't know what baby step you're going to take out of this message, but I want to begin with a prayer, and I want you to follow me in this prayer. Say, Dear God, just say that in your mind, Dear God, for the first time today, I have realized that you are cheering me at every stage in the race. And when I stumble, you don't condemn me, you cheer me more. That you believe in me. I want to take every step with purpose. I don't want to waste one day of the rest of my life. I've done too much of that. I want to accept the third purpose of my life, my calling, to become like Jesus. And I'm willing to take these steps. I want to strip off the stuff that doesn't matter in my life. The stuff that slows me down, holds me back. Especially the sins that trip me up. I want to simplify my life and focus on the particular race that you have given to me. I'm so grateful that you're patient with me. Help me to not get into a hurry. I want to be an oak tree, not a mushroom. And so I want to spend time with you so I can become like you. I want to find a special place to spend a few minutes every day focusing on Jesus so that I can be a mirror that reflects your love to others. And Lord, when it gets hard, and I'm winded and I feel like giving up, help me to remember the reward. Help me to remember, Jesus, all that you went through and you never gave up. Thank you. Make me strong. Give me the support. Keep me from falling as you've promised. Help me to find a team to run with me at this next stage of my life. I want to get in a small group. I want to build a safe place for others. I want to spur others on, and I want them to spur me on. Most of all, dear Jesus, I thank you that what I don't finish, you will. And that one day, all of those things that I dislike about myself are going to be removed from my life. And when I look at you, and those mirror neurons start flashing, I will become like you. Thank you. Thank you that I don't have to stay the same. Thank you that you give me the power to change. Jesus Christ, I give you, as much as I know how, every part of my life. If you've never done this before, say, Jesus Christ, come into my life and make yourself real to me. And if you said that, say, Jesus Christ, today I rededicate my life to you. And I thank you that you will finish whatever I don't complete. In your name I pray. Amen.
You know, if you just prayed that prayer for the very first time, or you just recommitted your life to Jesus again today, would you let me know about it? There's something real about sharing your commitment. So write me, Rick, at PastorRick.com and say, Rick, I prayed that prayer of commitment. I gave my life to Christ. And I'll send you some material that'll help you on your journey with Jesus. And I'll also pray for you. God bless you.
What a fantastic message from Pastor Rick. You know, Daily Hope is changing lives every day. Here's Pastor Rick with a letter from one of our listeners.
Hi, everybody. Today I want to share a letter from Edom, a listener from Canada, who talks about the impact Daily Hope has had in his life. I love these stories. He writes, "The Daily Hope ministry has helped me greatly in shifting the lens through which I see life. I know now that I was created for God to fulfill His purpose. I understand that every trial or every situation I face in life is a test of my character and is preparing me for heaven. I started listening to Daily Hope at a time when I was confused about my existence. This was when times were bad and I didn't have a job. I always thought a profession defined who I was, but Daily Hope shifted my perspective on life and my purpose. And I soon started to experience peace in my heart when I least expected it. Now, even though I landed a great job, I understand that it doesn't define who I am or my purpose. I was created by God and for God, and I want to surrender fully to His will. So I want to say thanks to you and to the entire Daily Hope team for the impact that you've had on my life." What an incredible testimony of how God's working through Daily Hope to bring about strong sense of purpose in people's lives. So thank you, everybody, for your ongoing support and your faithful prayers. More lives like Edom's will be changed in Jesus' name because of you.
Hey, if you'd like to let Rick know how this broadcast has blessed you, he would love it. Please feel free to send him an email at rick@pastorrick.com. That's rick@pastorrick.com. Be sure to join us next time as we look into God's Word for our daily hope. This program is sponsored by Pastor Rick's Daily Hope and your generous financial support.